I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, July the 6th on KJAN.com. In area softball action Friday, it was Atlantic defeating Audubon 10-4. Coon Rapids Baird blew out Guthrie Center 14-0. Creston was a 6-2 winner over Shenandoah. Exira EHK beat Tri-Center Neola in softball 8-5. Also, it was Griswold over Nishnabotna 7-0. Lennox downing Fremont Mills 7-1. Perry doubled up on Carroll 4-2. Trainer was an 8-5 winner over Council Bluffs TJ. Underwood beat East Mills 11-0. Van Meter was a 3-1 winner over Earlham. And Woodbine beat Council Bluffs St. Albert in softball 15-3. In baseball action, Cam was a 13-2 winner over Villisca. Griswold down Nishnabotna 9-7. Harlan blanks Shenandoah 4-0. Kemper Catholic was an 11-1 winner over Clarinda. Lennox beat Fremont Mills 2-1. It was Lewis Central over Council Bluffs TJ in baseball 1-0. In four innings, Pleasantville beat Mount Air 15-0. It was Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in five innings in the first game of a doubleheader 11-1. In the second game, Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 6-2. Underwood was a 16-1 winner over East Mills. Van Meter downed Earlham 14-3 in six innings, with Drake Dowd hitting three home runs. And it was West Harrison over Westwood of Sloan 7-2 in high school baseball. In Pacific Coast League baseball action Friday, Round Rock beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 6-4. The Iowa Cubs were leading Albuquerque 1-0. And second innings in a match that was suspended by rain. That game will be completed beginning at 5:10 p.m. Central Daylight Time today. And it'll be Iowa taking on Albuquerque in the second game at 8:05 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Omaha takes on Round Rock tonight at 7:05. In Major League Baseball action, Jake Westbrook worked seven strong innings, and Alan Craig had two RBIs for a lineup that spoiled Jacob Turner's homecoming early on in the St. Louis Cardinals' 4-1 victory over the Miami Marlins Friday night. Matt Holliday doubled twice with an RBI, and Edward Majica rebounded with a save for the Cardinals, who had lost 8 of 11 and plummeted from the Major's best record to second place in the NL Central, entering a five-game homestand. The Marlins totaled three hits and lost for just the third time in 11 games. The hard-throwing Turner surrendered four runs on seven hits in six innings. Westbrook was hurt only by Logan Morrison's 440-foot homer to straightaway center leading off the second. The Cardinals and the Marlins square off again today beginning at 12:20 here on KJAN. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over the Chicago Cubs 6-2, Philadelphia beating Atlanta 5-4, Washington was an 8-5 winner over San Diego, the Mets slammed Milwaukee 12-5, Arizona was a 5-0 winner over Colorado, the LA Dodgers beat San Francisco 10-2, in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 3-2, Detroit was a 7-0 winner over Cleveland, Toronto blanked Minnesota 4-0, Tampa Bay was an 8-3 winner over the White Sox, Texas beat Houston 10-5, Oakland was a 6-3 winner over Kansas City, and Boston beat the LA Angels 6-2. In interleague action, it was Seattle over Cincinnati 4-2. Elsewhere in sports, the Houston Rockets are the big winners in the Dwight Howard Derby. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Rockets have been informed that Howard will sign with them after one lackluster season with the LA Lakers. Today's women's final at Wimbledon will be the second during the 45-year Open era, featuring two women who have never won a Grand Slam final. Sabine Lisicki of Germany, who knocked off top seed Serena Williams en route to today's final, will meet 15th seed Marion Bartoli of France. And Kyle Busch and Joe Gibbs racing teammate Matt Kenseth swept the front row for tonight's race at the Daytona International Speedway. Kenseth is coming off a win in Kentucky last week that gave him a series-leading fourth victory. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN.com Sports.